شكرا سيد الرئيس. أود بداية أن أتقدم.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I would like to warmly thank the countries who've taken the floor and who have asked us questions about recommendations. I would note in particular the countries which have welcomed the efforts made by Bahrain and its commitment to implement recommendations and efforts to promote and protect human rights. On other issues related to the death penalty, the death penalty is only used in the case of grave crimes, and it is very rare. There are many restrictions around around capital punishment. It only concerns rare and terrible crimes. The law also makes it possible to commute it to life imprisonment or for a shorter period of time if the circumstances justify it. In terms of cooperation with the OHCHR and the UN to implement recommendations, we continue to implement recommendations with judicial and other measures. For example, the Kingdom submits human rights reports on a regular basis. We submitted a report to CAT and to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the Human Rights Committee. We submitted our reports to those committees. And we've also continued capacity building for the judicial and for the police with the OHCHR. In terms of withdrawal of nationality, our law is in line with international criteria. In terms of revoking citizenship, it is done in accordance with the law on the protection of society against terrorism. And if it is proven that, in addition to convictions, that it can, that law, the citizenship can be withdrawn in certain cases, there is then the right to appeal, and there are the three levels of appeal. In terms of human rights activities, the Kingdom is determined to continue to promote fundamental freedoms. We ratified a number of covenants and international texts, including the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights in 2006. We have implemented Article 12, Paragraph 2 and Paragraph 3, that everyone can leave their country, can leave any country, including their own country. These laws can, that rights can only be restricted under the law for the protection of public order and health, and so on. Mr. President,